a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
I see where our billionaire that wanted to build a bunch of houses on the Camden Training Center property he owns has now decided that the Camden City Council is not going to cooperate with him, and the people are all upset. And so he told him, he said, you know what I might do is just put me some turkey barns out there. And great day, everybody got all upset. And what's interesting is he would have gotten his way, and Camden City Council would have voted to annex the property and would have voted to do it because it was already in the works. What people don't realize is what happened was that those plans were actually leaked and became public knowledge before they were supposed to. And we were there, we reported on it as soon as it happened, within a day of the infamous cartoon was presented.
And Matt come across something that was kind of interesting. Maybe some of you guys have seen it. What's up with Woodward Park and what is it, Matt?
720 homes that the landowner desires to put on his land, which is no problem. I think it's 250 acres. Basically, it's the horse training facility off of Carter Street. Right?
So that backs up to Woodward Park.
I was sent a picture of a map.
Let's put it up right here.
Yeah. So somebody took a cell phone picture of this and leaked it. And I came into possession of it and a few other folks too.
Apparently, and what I've heard is that it's leaked out through multiple sources.
Multiple sources, yes. Not just one person, multiple.
Yeah.
And what it shows is a 720 house development. Apparently, there's some debate on the lot size. It looks like six houses. What was the old one? 6,000 square feet, R6.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's R6, but some people are saying it's R15. One house for every 15,000.
Which is just happens to be the new ordinance
just voted on,
just passed
last week.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was.
So it immediately I said, well, this is in Camden. Why do I care about this? I don't give a shit what Camden does inside of Camden. It doesn't affect me at all. But then it was brought up that this property is actually in the county.
So that is county property.
It's not county property, but it's owned by an individual. It's privately owned.
But controlled by
it is
Kershaw
in the county.
County.
It is not a part of the city of Camden. So the word I got was that they were wanting to annex this land into the city.
Huh.
Which as somebody who runs a city, the revenue would be great. For sewer, you know, the utilities revenue and all that sort of
taxes.
Stuff. Taxes. They wouldn't have to annex it into the city to get that, but the taxes is what they would have to get, and the school money, the school district money, and that sort of stuff.
Right.
So, some things just weren't. I was looking at this, and it cuts off on the left-hand side. You can't see what's on the left border boundary. So I pulled up GIS and I looked it up, and sure as shit, it's Woodward Park, Scott Park, the Montessori School, all are on that western boundary.
Right. That's so, where Battleship Road comes in.
Immediately, alarm bells start going off. Well, I'll be damned. If this doesn't sound like a big project put together piece by piece, if we can get the county to build a park out here, a nice park, and take over the pool, put in a splash pad and a frisbee golf and all this stuff, and then we'll have this neighborhood there. All these folks would love to come to the city of Camden and have all these wonderful amenities already built and put in place.
You're not saying that this was a plan to begin with, are you?
Hey.
I mean, Matt, look, there's a lot of coincidences.
There's two. We always say, Jeff, what? There's no such thing as coincidence, right?
Well, I guess.
In this case, you know, there's three or four coincidences. You had Derek Shoemake proposing the 15,000 square foot per house, his verbiage.
Well, let's even go back. Let's go back to the deal, the Woodward Park deal, where MUFC comes in there and offers all this money.
Right. For Woodward Park, for a travel baseball complex.
For a sports complex now. You remember, they changed all that.
Right, right.
Because that, we spoke out about that, travel baseball, and disproved that.
Said, you know? But, well, baseball fields that could accommodate travel baseball.
Yeah. So that deal, and then the narrative that the people in West Walter Reed are screaming about the housing developments going on,
right,
and how close together the houses are and all that.
Right.
And County Council Derek Shoemake says, you know what, they right. Well, let's put together here a package of proposals.
Right.
Which he worked tirelessly on.
Which wasn't,
y'all.
Didn't Ben Connell start the 15,000 square foot?
Ben Connell. Who? Oh,
which?
Oh, yeah. Ben Connell's at the State House now, right?
Well, he still owns Connell Law Firm, which employs Derek Shoemake.
Now, that's just a coincidence.
This is just conspiracy theory.
You know, yeah,
this is conspiracy theory.
We need our tinfoil hats.
All right. So, Ben Connell.
You see, we were already on that, but because of that, the people got upset, and started raising hell. They went to County Council, they went to Camden City Council, and as time went on, it built and built and built till the public pressure was so great that I don't know that he's going to get anything. But what has happened is very interesting. So he pulled his plan, his proposal from Camden City Council, and says he's going to the county now. And that'll have to go through planning and zoning. And then will county council go for it? Because what's going to happen is more and more people are going to jump on the bandwagon and say no. And that's going to be a good thing. All the people finally getting up off their ass and doing something. Supposedly that's how government is supposed to work. It's supposed to be buying for the people. But what we find is that it's not buying for the people, it's buying for the people with the money. What is going on? There was a post on Facebook Well, somebody was complaining about, well, their half-acre lot was assessed at $19,500, and a 350-acre plot was assessed at $280,000, which doesn't add up, and they were only paying a little bit of tax, and now they're paying a lot. There's a big difference between small property and big property in taxes. And so what they hadn't figured out is that the tax laws are structured in a way to benefit those with lots and lots of money. Come on back here. Good boy, good girl. And those people are the ones that make these big decisions for you. And the politicians do their deeds. You see how they do it. They're the ones that do the campaign donations, make sure the politicians are happy. And so the politicians, yeah, the lobbyists, write the bills along with the attorneys, dirty, rotten, bastard attorneys. And then they get legislate and scribble on a bunch of piece of papers. And suddenly those donations pay off multiple times. Kind of like Big Pharma and, you know, the shots. You see now, they're talking about, well, great day. All of a sudden, myocarditis is all, it's on the rise. Turbo cancers is on the rise. Liver disease is on the rise. Optic, your eyes screwing up, is on the rise. All this disease is on the rise. Suddenly, it was falling in 2019, but something happened in 2020. Don't know what that would be. But like that, Big Pharma lobbied Congress, got liability protection, kind of a blackmail deal during the Reagan administration. Come here, Fred. Come on, Fred. Red dog. During the Reagan administration, Big Pharma said, you know what? These lawsuits for these vaccine injuries are killing our profit. And if we don't get liability protection, we're going to quit making vaccines. And oh, great day, be afraid, be afraid. And Reagan capitulated, signed into law the vaccine companies, the Big Pharma, if they call it a vaccine, guess what? You know, there's no liability at all on those dirty, rotten, evil pharmaceutical companies. Military-industrial complex, Raytheon, Boeing, McDonnell Douglas, all these things. What are they? They lobby Congress. Congress legislates and scribbles on pieces of paper. And where's all the money go? You and me, we don't have any say. Come on, boys and girls, grow up. We're on the plantation. The plantation of Slavelandia. And only those with enough Jones plantation money, you know, those little dollar bills, only those with enough of that to buy your own politician, do they benefit? But now we're in the big coal, you know, with all the medical interventions and all, and entering into our transhumanist future. There's a whole lot less of us. And what is left is genetically modified, dumbed down slaves. While the elite fly in their airplanes over the fruited plains where the deer and antelope can make love. What's left to be left in a 15-minute city? And you won't be driving around, it's public transportation. And you can walk. And you'll own nothing. And you'll be happy. Yeah, that's the future, unless you turn back, unless we change things. Isn't that right, Fred? The vast majority of people have no idea what's going on in reality. They don't even know they are on a plantation. They drive on by. Come here, Fred. And the world is a beautiful place. And we're free. What do you think? Are we living on a plantation? Is the Constitution really protecting us? Is your government limited? Does your government love you? Just something else to think about. Until next time.
I'm never gonna take another vaccine in my life, and I will never trust the government again. I'll also never trust the healthcare system. I'm never gonna eat a fucking bug, and I'm never gonna comply with lockdowns or masks. I'm never gonna believe the mainstream media again. I'm never gonna acknowledge your pronouns. And I will never acknowledge a pedophile for anything but that. Although there is one thing I would like to thank our elite pedophiles for. They woke up a group of people that are going to destroy them. I'm here for two things, freedom and f*** up. And I'll tell you right now, I'm running out of freedom.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people,
right?
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?